30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be back. I was worried the door would be locked.
No. But it was exhausting.
I snuck in.
Being by myself last week, it was just
You
exhausting.
Did good. I listened to the show.
You did?
I did.
Aw.
It was very early there.
I brought in Mike. That's right. Yeah. I brought in Mike Mason there for the roundup at the end.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you got it. He's even more chatty than you and I.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised with that. Not that Mike was chatty, but
yeah,
how quick and fast it went.
Yeah. Yeah, he has to be tamed sometimes. So anyway.
Interesting.
But he was good to have, and so I appreciate him. I don't know why he was here on a Sunday. He's crazy, but.
Well, as luck would have it.
Yes. So anyway, where were you?
I was in Mesa, Arizona.
Why?
I went down there to go through the MSF, Motorcycle Safety Foundation, rider coach training.
So let me get this straight. First, you teach cops.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to teach motorcycle riders.
Yes. Beginner riders.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a rough course. Did not start out fun. I was definitely put through some paces. I'm not used to being a student.
And
it's a totally different style of teaching. They call it coaching, but just something I wasn't prepared for it.
Uh-huh.
And there was some academic bullying going on for a little bit. I was getting my butt kicked. But once I got the swing of it, it all kind of fell together. And we actually taught students the last 2 days. We taught a class.
Oh, cool.
Me and the five other guys that were with me. And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a blast. I'm happy I did it. Zero
Good.
Regrets.
Good. So
and I had to suffer in the 85 to 97 degree temperature down there. Sun shining every day, all day. It's horrible. But I survived because I stayed hydrated.
I bet.
With water.
When you weren't on the course, right?
Yeah. No, pretty much the whole time because there was, I'm not kidding.
No rest
it was
for the wicked.
Get up, go to class, come home. I stayed at my friend Todd and Marcy's house, and I would eat dinner and back in the books and bed. And there was no shenanigans until I was done.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
And then
I was too tired to pull any shenanigans.
Right. And then it's time to come home.
Yeah. I flew down. Amy couldn't go.
Yes, I know. She was not. Pleased.
Yeah. No, she wasn't.
She loves Marcy and Todd.
Yeah, she wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what?
What?
She is helping Lincoln and Caden and Jackson train the new grandchildren on holiday Nerf Wars.
I saw that.
And
oh, my God, was it funny.
I think that the one you need to look out for is Bryn.
Yeah, well, and Lincoln, because Lincoln, he's like a deviant spy.
Mm-hmm.
He got all the kids all geared up, tuned up, ready to go. So that's Cole and Hudson and Bryn and Caden.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were ready to go, he slid over and joined Jackson's team.
Oh, atta boy.
Yeah, he's sneaky.
That's
hilarious. You got to watch out for that one.
Although, Jackson, I think he can take them all.
Jackson's pretty good. He's been doing it a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you bring Amara. She's so stinking cute.
Yeah. Well, she's tiny. She can hide just about anywhere.
Right.
A thimble, shot glass, whatever.
Yeah. She's little. anyway.
Yeah, there's going to be.
Pretty soon it'll be a, whiskey glass. Right. Yeah. She's growing.
Yeah, we're going to have to control access to the compound pretty soon.
I think that Bryn and Amara are going to be the two that you end up like, oh my God, they're too good at this. Because girls are patient and they'll wait. It's just like me scaring Mike all the time. I'll sit up on that cabinet for 45 minutes until he decides to come to work for the 2 seconds of scaring that it did.
Grandpa's pretty patient also and heavily armed. So I will wait until they try to get into the room that I'm in and just light them up.
Oh, but it was so cute. I would say, even Ty, my husband, was like, what is she thinking? Because she had all the kids. I was like, look at this, Ty. And he's like, oh my God, do we need to go help? And no. I was like, no, I think she
wore them out.
Yeah.
Well, pretty soon that's going to be moving outside, the weather dependent,
yeah.
Which will be a lot better. Because if there's Nerf darts in the grass, I'll just mow them up.
Right.
Don't care.
No care. It doesn't matter. They're not expensive.
We've got plenty.
Yeah.
Buckets. Everywhere. And if we ever run out, all we got to do is move a couch.
Right. I was going to say.
Look behind a plant.
Take it.
I got
the
chopper in the basement. There's about a bazillion behind that.
There's more. They're
there's plenty.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, but it looked like everybody had a good time there while you were gone, and some training got done there, so that's good. You got trained down in Arizona, and so you're going to start teaching the Harley course. Is that what your goal is? Or
well, I have to go to the Harley course yet, but the House of Harley asked me to help out, and that's what I'm doing. So I'll be
cool.
I'll be coaching out of there. I got a shadow for a while. I'm not. This isn't like I'm going to hit the ground running.
No, right.
I still got a ways to go, but it was very rewarding.
Yeah.
And it's a totally different environment than I'm used to, and it's really relaxed. I really liked it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Yeah. This might trend into something that may change my
schedule.
Life
style
for a while.
There you go.
Permanently.
That'd be.
You never know.
Well, whatever you do, you'll be good at, because you are good at instructing people. You're good at teaching people. You're patient and you get it. And so whatever you do, as long as it doesn't interfere with the show, I'm perfectly happy.
Well, no, show's first. Everything is second to the show.
I see. Okay.
And
anyway.
He says, take the garbage out. I got to go to the show.
Oh, don't get me in trouble with her.
It's not true anyways.
I need her for bat recovery, okay?
I think the bat should be out of your belfry by now.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. Anyway.
Speaking of, I've been gone for a while. Where are we at with the project?
Oh, yeah. Ty's really missed you.
Oh, the heavy stuff done?
Yeah. he got all the rocks.
Oh,
and
wow.
And most of the bricks, I think, but all of the rocks that
that's
were...
a lot.
Making all of the, what I can only think were possibly Satan circles in the yard and filled with flowers and whatever else is buried in there, which is a lot. Like, there's nothing but trash in that yard, too. Like, if anybody is interested, I will not charge you with trespassing. If you're interested in picking up teeny tiny little slivers of clay pots or ceramic pots that were just, like, dropped and broke and, oh, well, let's just leave it there. And it's just there.
Well, I don't think she ever mowed, so probably
didn't
know
they
were there.
Oh, no, she never mowed, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge on its own.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. But
we'll stay busy.
It's super cleaned up. Yeah, he worked, he wanted a wheelbarrow. And I was afraid that the rocks being so heavy and stuff, because they're big. Like, it's not like gravel. I mean, these are rocks.
Right.
And I was afraid he'd hurt his shoulder trying to balance just a regular wheelbarrow because he had that shoulder surgery. And I know that I don't want to go through it again, let alone him. And so I it was just a nightmare. I
didn't feel any pain, but he was a pain.
He was a pain. God, it was horrible. Well, you know,
Amy
because,
said I was an absolute dream when I had my shoulder surgeries
done.
As far as I remember, but I was heavily medicated.
Right. I got him this like a more of a, it was a four-wheel heavier duty wagon.
Yeah, like a yard cart.
Right. But it tilts and stuff. So
right.
We were able to, some of the heavier ones, like we were able to tilt it and then kind of roll them in there. And so neither one of us got hurt because what we have figured out is that we are getting older.
No.
Yeah. So if I go from Elkhorn to Silver Lake, by the time I get to Silver Lake after I've worked all day at Elkhorn, I can barely get out of the car.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got to go down to the trailer hood and watch this. Just sit across the road.
Yeah.
Little camera going.
Yeah. But he has done a remarkable job of getting all of that stuff out. I have the first room completely finished that we did. The one bedroom up in front.
The floor?
Yes.
Well, and you painted a room too, I think.
That's the one I painted. Okay. Yeah, I did everything. Well, the only thing I have to do, and as a matter of fact, that's today's project, is go back and Murphy's Oil soap and completely scrub the floor, and then it'll be completely done. But I found a patterned wallpaper to put on the one wall that I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which we weren't expecting to do, but then he went out of town. And you know, the
last time you left town, trees fell down.
I know. By the way, I have gotten comments from people.
Still.
Oh my gosh, we're so glad you bought that house. Oh my God, it looks so much different. Oh my gosh, like from people I don't know.
Yeah.
Like clearly they're listening to the show because this is the only place I really talk about
it. Yeah, those trees being gone made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
They were not exactly pretty.
No.
They looked
Why would
like,
you hide that beautiful house?
It looked like two Charlie Brown Christmas trees that were fighting each other for years.
So now what you're going to see is as the ferns try to grow, you will see us literally live action battling the ferns. The fern, I have pulled as many out as I can. Ty's figured out that if you somehow, he says the he saw a YouTube video or something, if you cut them, they won't grow back or something. And I'm like, I don't care. We're pulling them all out. I know. That's what I said. I said, how do they get so hardy? I think you've
We used to have ferns on
something.
Our hill in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we don't want them anymore. So I started cutting them down and they kept coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have to dig the little things out, the balls out.
Yeah. If you want them dead, they'll keep coming back. If you want to save them, they'll probably die.
Oh, well, then maybe we should save them.
I think you should save them.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of weekends, the Lake Geneva Women's Weekend is coming up at the end of April.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty soon.
And our guests today are Ann and Kathy from the Geneva Lake Women's Association.
Oh, cool.
They're in charge of Women's Weekend. If you want to be busy on a weekend but have a great time.
And are a girl.
And are a girl. You have to come to this. But like this, bring a friend, bring a couple friends, bring your mom, bring a sister, bring your daughter, whatever. But you've got to go. Yeah, you've got to go. Hey, this would be a good early Mother's Day present. Anyway, so so Kathy and Ann are going to come in and they're going to talk to us about all the changes
cool.
and how to get registered and things like that. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be right back.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
It makes you nervous being in a room with all these women, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It should.
It does.
It should. Welcome back to Life Matters. All right. The Geneva Lake Women's Association, a group that I am extremely familiar with. Although not lately, because quite frankly, they're super busy and I can't keep up with them anymore.
Well, so are you.
But Kathy Papke and Ann Cordes join us this morning, and they are in charge of Women's Weekend. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How are you? You all excited? This is coming up soon.
Very excited.
Yep.
It's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Not
pretty
bad.
Close to about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's the last craziest 3 weeks of the whole
year.
It
always is. It always
yeah.
is.
Mm-hmm.
It always is. You know, I know we talked about this when you guys were in here before, but I never understood why Women's Weekend wasn't just originated at Galua. Just you remember because it was, you know, spearheaded by other organizations for a long time. And then Galua finally came in and said, hello, we are the Geneva Lake Women's Association. And ever since then, it's been like a huge, huge success and getting bigger every year.
Well, I think originally it was started by the bid as a weekend to draw women in to just shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of had a few workshops and things like that. And then I think it went to the Rotary Club.
The Rotary or the Lions, one of the two.
We got it from the Rotary.
Okay, then that must have been it.
Yeah.
But we were like, there's not very many women working on this project. That was what my experience was when it was back then. And then, you know, like I said, I was kind of like, this is really kind of a no-brainer. And look what these ladies have done with it now.
Yeah, now it's just
huge.
A big party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a really good fit for our organization, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, who better?
Well, and it's very different from the other two fundraisers that we put on. And the one thing that I really like about it is that it's also promoting our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, you know, helps everybody help each other. you know, if we can help the small businesses and then they can help us, you know, not every business has the, you know, the wherewithal to be able to support charities.
Right.
And this is a way for them to help through us.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's right. Because you think of all the people that come through the community at all, because how many times have we said Lake Geneva, Walworth County in general, the surrounding areas are a very, very generous population and they don't like to say no. So you're right. It's got to go hand in hand. You get money into the businesses and the businesses have the money to help the needy. I mean, that's just the way the world should work and does work here in this area. So you're right. This is fantastic. And I've looked at the lineup. The lineup just gets better and better every year. Like the whole schedule is incredible. So let's talk about, so your adventure begins here is the theme this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about some of the, Tom, did you have any questions about Women's Weekend?
No, I'm along for the ride. This is okay. Fun. I'm ready. Okay. Let's go.
All right. So, just making sure.
Yeah, no. Jump in anytime.
I just didn't want
ready
you to feel
to
left
jump
out.
Jump in.
Okay. So, he can teach motorcycle riding now, so maybe you can add that someday.
Oh, that might be a really good one for
that
next
would be
year.
A good one.
Actually,
sure.
It really would be.
Maybe we need to talk.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I we'll set up a meeting.
I know some people.
I mean, he actually can, but I was kidding. Like, oh, God. Oh, Lord. Now I'm in trouble with your wife. So
better you than me.
Me and my big mouth. But anyway, so talk to us about some of the new stuff. Just what's your favorite thing to talk about when you describe Women's Weekend? Either
well,
one of you.
Yeah, just to circle back on the theme, Nancy. It is, you know, we do try to have a new theme every year. We put a lot of thought into what that theme is. Mm-hmm. And this year, your adventure begins here, just taps into that sense of adventure, that spirit of adventure that you find when you take a break and you spend time with friends and you try something new or, you know, you give yourself a challenge. So that's what this weekend is all about. So with that in mind, we wanted to open up our activities to some things that maybe were a little bit more on the edge, like zip lining and things like that, that people maybe have thought about doing, but they maybe were a little afraid to do it. So now we have, you know, a compressed zip line activity that is, you can go with your friends, you can try it without maybe committing to the whole track and that kind of thing. So that's just one example of your adventure begins here and how we're aligning some of the activities to that theme.
Can I just put in a plug for zip lining?
Sure.
Like, seriously, have you guys done it?
I have.
Yeah? And you haven't?
I haven't, but I'm thinking about
doing
it.
You should.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's not scary. If you're afraid of heights, that's okay. My son-in-law's afraid of heights. He totally did the big one on our family reunion. It's just fun.
And it's effortless.
And it is. It's yeah.
You just kind of sit there.
Yeah. And it's really a beautiful area, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, going through the trees like that, it's like, wow, this is mm-hmm. really
yeah.
cool.
And they're almost wonderful like partners. They've been wonderful partners mm-hmm. for us, too.
And if you look up, you'll see the flashing lights of the WLKG radio station tower.
And you feel right at home.
And you,
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, the adventure begins here. It's not just a physical thing. I mean, it's, you know, if you want to try to be creative, mm-hmm. you can try some of the creative workshops. If you want to explore, you know, your culinary style, I mean, we have some opportunities to do that. So really any way you want to stretch and grow, that's the goal.
Kind of pick your adventure.
And there's going to be lots of beverage, you know, opportunities as well.
You know, Tom's
well, we
favorite thing.
We are a strong proponent of hydration. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. That's your favorite thing is to stay hydrated.
Absolutely,
absolutely
is. Yeah.
Bottle Shop has been a wonderful partner.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, shocked,
Beth
isn't
is
it?
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Beth is amazing.
She's great.
And
I love her.
So it's kind of become almost a central location. We have most of our workshops and stuff, unless they're at the, you know, the location like Maxwell Mansion. They have some mixology classes at their location, mm-hmm. but otherwise everything's pretty much located at the Bottle Shop, which is fabulous because then it's, you know, everybody kind of knows where to go and
well,
there's
like
parking
the
close and
it's a hub. You decide and have a glass of wine and move mm-hmm. on to something else.
Yeah. One thing new that we're doing this year is a scavenger hunt.
I saw that.
And I don't
that.
Think
Tell
it's really new because I think they've had it in past years, but they haven't for the last several, since we've taken it over, Galoo, I mean. So there'll be 8 locations, and again, we've kind of focused on stores that you maybe just wouldn't wander into for no reason.
They're kind of, you get clues.
So you get clues. Yeah, you'll start out at Melgus at 9 o'clock or whenever you get there until noon,
mm-hmm.
and then you get your first clue, and then you go to your to the first location once you figure it out. You have all day. You get your passport stamped or stickered or whatever right. they're going to do. And then each store is offering either a deal or a something special.
Oh, awesome.
You know, like who knows what.
Yeah, depending on the store. Right.
Yeah. And then it'll end, and it'll if you've gotten all of your passport stamped or marked, it'll go into a drawing for a really fabulous prize.
Cool. Let's see. Ooh, I love that.
And it gets you around to different shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important.
About the city.
Yeah. Well, we can't know because it's a secret.
Yeah.
So we can't. No. I know.
I'm just saying you get to travel around the downtown area.
Right.
You can stop pretty much anywhere you want.
Yeah. And you can stop and do a workshop in between and then get back at it. And so it goes from, like 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock at night.
I highly recommend pouring a candle at the Candle Mercantile. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. They do an amazing job.
I love them.
It's so fun. Yeah, yeah.
And the owners are they're just so sweet. They're just, everybody there is so awesome.
That would be one that if you're planning on doing that and you haven't registered yet, mm-hmm. I would give them a call. Mention Women's Weekend, but they are a great partner of ours.
What's the Crystalline Sound Bath Adventure? It's calming aromatherapy. Oh, it's a sound bath.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's one of our wellness options. So there's a few sort of wellness option activities that we have planned, and that's a key one. That's very, very trendy right now.
Really?
Using sound to kind of moderate your frequency and calm you down, and kind of it's meditative. It's very cool, and it's a relatively new business in town, and she's been great. So it's that one's filling up. She offered three different times, I think, and it's getting full because people are very interested in that one, Nancy.
I bet.
I've been doing that for years. Sound baths, I have.
And
every motorcycle ride I go
know.
On,
I think
all those years in the drag strip, it's very cleansing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come out a new person.
I don't think that Calm app has the motorcycle sounds on it.
Totally does.
Only a Harley.
Yeah.
All I know is that anybody that I've heard that has done it comes out raving about it. So
I'm afraid that I would fall asleep and not want to leave.
So thanks for asking about that one, because that's a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely new. I love it. Designing bracelets. We can figure out how to make pizzas. Oh, there's a fashion show in high tea at the Baker House. I'll sign you up for that.
That is one of our most popular events. Yeah, and it's a bottomless mimosas.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah, and this will be the third year we're doing that, and it's just become more and more popular.
I can't imagine why.
And even with the stores that want to be participating, at the first year it was hard to get some of the stores,
yeah.
And then and some took a chance on us. Well, then it was so fun that they were like, "Sign me up already." For the following year.
Or they see, because you have hundreds of women that come to this thing, they see them walking around and looking for things in the scavenger hunt or, trying to figure out something specific to the program, and they're walking right by their stores and they want to participate. So I can see how it's growing.
Yeah,
how do you figure out have you just basically incorporated everything that everybody's asked to do so far? Because like I said, it's growing. You got to make it different every year.
Well, and we try to keep some things familiar.
Sure.
Like the Candle Mercantile, it's always big up, and they're a big, partner in town. So we want to keep, promoting them. And it's one of those stops is like a traditional thing, because we have a lot of groups of ladies that families that come year after year, and this is kind of their annual girls' weekend away.
Right.
And so they like to do some things the same, but then we like to kick it up a little bit. Normally we used to do a Saturday afternoon cruise on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're doing a Sunday brunch.
Oh.
And we're also on the lake. And then we're also doing a tour to Black Point with beer tasting.
Ooh. Yeah,
I would say that is a very unique opportunity and something I'm super excited about this year. I mean, you get on the water, you cruise to Black Point, you learn about beer, you take the tour, you have a beer tasting, you get a giveaway item. I mean, it's just a really exceptional event.
Well, and you get really, really educated by Rita over there.
Yeah.
Because she knows everything about it.
Yeah, hopefully she's their guide. That would be awesome. Yeah, well, Rita is the same person that does the haunted ghost tour, like the ghost tours around town with the red hair and the cool dress and all of that. She also does tours at Black Point now. And nice. Her presentation, because of her just absolute love and devotion for history and storytelling, is incredible. Like, it's just incredible. So I hope you guys get her the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all great. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she just puts a spin on things that, and maybe it's, we're partial because, you know.
And well, we're biased only because it's true.
Black Point is such a gem.
Because she's awesome.
I know.
Yeah, and it's just such a great opportunity for people to get familiar with it and learn all about the area and try a little beer and have a good time.
Yeah, the beer side, that sounds terrible.
Hydration.
You know. All right, let's see what else. Oh, a safari adventure.
That's on Sunday.
You're going the Guidance Safari Wines at the Bottle Shop. Oh. Okay.
We have a flower bar that's going to be set up at the Bottle Shop on
Build
Saturday.
Your own floral arrangement. You know, the first time I did that was at my niece's baby shower. And, of course, we all got to take a little bouquet home or whatever. And what a great idea for a party or a shower or, you know, a bridal shower or whatever, birthday party, anything like that. Like, there's just a bunch of buckets of flowers, and you put your own bouquet together and wrap it in paper and a little ribbon and take it home. I know you want to do this so bad.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. My niece and I are doing that one.
It's very cool.
Saturday. I'm excited.
Yeah. Something tangible to take home from your party. Let's see. All right.
But you mentioned the safari. We do have a special event with the Safari Lake Geneva, too. I'm not
really
sure if that's on your list, but it's, you know, with the exotic animals.
Uh-huh.
The tour that's just a little bit outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
It's preseason. They haven't opened yet. It's a private tour. So
nice.
I think, you know, rather than just getting in your car and driving around, which is also very fun, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you get a little bit of, you know, personal guide and walk through and probably learn a lot about the business and what it takes and the animals and things like that. So that's going to be cool.
And Jungle Jay's going to do it. That's awesome. And
very much of an adventure.
Yes.
And they're putting a really nice coupon in our VIP bags. That they can, you know, somebody can use for, I think it's dated out a couple of years.
Wow.
It's like a $29 value.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
So let's see. Hill Valley Dairy, of course, you've got to figure that they're going to be counted in.
They're so good.
Champagne and chocolate at Niche.
Yes.
I have not been there. Tell me about that.
Niche is a really cool spot. It's over by Geneva National.
Right.
And it's like a wine and spirits bar. So you give them a card and kind of like a tap house.
Oh,
you know, where you do it, you know, a 4-ounce pour or a 6-ounce pour or whatever.
And you can try different things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they have some food options.
So I also signed up for that one. I'm giving up chocolate for Lent, so it's perfect timing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because this is right after Easter.
So I plan to indulge.
You can treat yourself for
Might
sure.
As well.
And champagne, hello.
Yeah. And a great way to end the weekend.
No kidding.
Right?
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. How do we sign up for this? And so people, there's still hotel rooms. There's still, because you get deals and things like that. Like, tell us about the whole
so there's
signing up experience.
Seven different hotels that give discounts for that weekend. And you just go on to our website, and then it gives you all of the information on where to click on. It's through Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
Registrate. That's one thing that's new this year.
Okay.
Is that in the past, you would register, and you would have to pay a registration fee.
Okay.
And so, but then you would get a swag bag.
Okay.
And, but I think this year we decided to do away with that registration fee.
Yeah.
Because this is a great event for local women. I mean, you could come in and do one thing.
Right.
In fact, if you didn't, if you kind of went, oh, you know, like, oh, it's a really good organization. It's a great fundraiser, but I'm like really busy this weekend. So, oh, I can buy just a VIP bag and get great coupons for all of the different businesses around.
Oh, awesome.
You know, so you can
There's
always participate in some way.
Right, right. Right. What a great idea.
So we're really trying to push to the local women as well as, you know, the ones that are coming in from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing away with that registration fee, somebody can kind of say, well, you know, I only want to do one thing. So it makes it a little bit more affordable.
Well, and if you just want to pick and choose.
Yeah.
The classes, I mean, you can just right. do more of an a la carte type mm-hmm. thing this time instead
Definitely
of.
Definitely a la carte.
That's awesome. What mm-hmm. a great idea. Yeah. That, you're right. That totally you know, opens it up to more people.
The thing I love about it is that, you know, a lot of women, when they do a weekend or they plan a vacation, they do all the planning.
Mm-hmm.
We have done all the planning. We have everything lined up. All you have to do is go online and pick the ones that you want to do. You can do as much or as little as you like, things that you are interested mm-hmm. in, and all the details are taken care of.
That's awesome.
And when you talked earlier about, you know, this being a good fit for Galua, I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, we get this.
Right.
We understand that it's like not just doing it, but not having to plan it. Just,
yeah.
just walking in and being taken care of and having everything ready.
It's so we women's hope that people, weekend.
Right. We hope that people like that.
Yeah.
And they are able to relax a little bit more than they might normally.
And you can come by yourself if you want to, because you're going to make friends. You have no choice. But you also...
it's a requirement.
Well, yeah. I mean, seriously, I don't know if you've ever met or been in a group of you, which you have not, but there's no not being friends with these people. So just deal with it.
I know some of them.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And so, but surely you bring a friend and you just giggle all day and have a good time and sip on your wine or taste the champagne or go to the party at night or do brunch. I mean, it's the perfect weekend to do as much or as little as you want to do, but learn and enjoy something new.
Mm-hmm. And with your friends.
Yeah. yeah.
Without pressure.
And when you get a VIP bag, we have a lanyard in it, and it'll have things to do at night. So if there's not workshops going on, you could go axe throwing. You get 20% off axe throwing. You know, different places will have discounts. That you can utilize at night.
Who doesn't want to do that? Everybody wants to throw an axe.
Plus, you know,
I thought you said I wasn't allowed to throw axes.
Not at me.
Okay.
Plus, it's the last weekend of Restaurant Week.
Yes.
And Geneva Lake Women's Association is one of the charities listed. So.
That's tricky. That's a good job, you guys.
yeah, so, yeah. you know, there's always going out to the different restaurants, you know, and voting for the Geneva Lake Women's Association.
That's right. You're good.
It all just kind of works together.
It all just did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't, well, the,
well
here's,
planned.
Here's the problem that I see. And that is, there is absolutely nothing on here that I don't want to do. So I'm going to need you to extend this to 5 days.
Maybe next year that'll have
That's
to
so
happen.
That's so true.
Do you know how many attendees you had last year? Because it was a pretty busy schedule last year, wasn't it?
I think it was right around 200.
Wow.
And that's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it does keep getting bigger every
yeah.
year.
Well,
so,
it
wow. Kentucky Derby party. Oh, let's mention that real quick. It's the weekend before Kentucky Derby, right?
Yeah, yes. So it's Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's the first adventure is a Derby adventure.
Okay.
And so all the women come that night, Friday night, dressed in the theme.
So you have to wear hats.
So hats are the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it is a great theme for a party.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's great drink. Potential there. There's mm-hmm. good food. There's
fun
a lot
games.
Of fun. There's
fun
hats.
Games.
Ooh, fun games.
We're gonna have fun games.
Horse racing.
It is really gonna be a blast. It's gonna be a fun party.
Yeah,
I guarantee.
Yep. That's Celebration on Wells is doing the food.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
They did a great job last year. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And
we have some special grants that we'll be awarding that night as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
anniversary.
It's a party. It's a party with a purpose.
Well, it's actually year end for the Geneva Lake Women. So, you know, we have to.
Fiscally.
Yep. We have to.
Get rid of your money.
Get rid of all that money.
mm-hmm.
And we're doing 10 $5,000 grants.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This group of women work really hard throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
And it's starting to pay off.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You have your ebbs and flows,
yeah.
Right? And then, you know, then 5 years ago, yes, you put COVID in there and you can't, you know, do anything for almost a year. And you have to catch the, and sadly, that was the time that people needed help the most, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, you also have to be on the edge of the trends and what people like. And that's what I like about the lineup every year, is that you do change it and you do pay attention to what people like the aromatherapy stuff and the all that. You do pay attention and keep up. And so this has never been stale, never, since you guys have taken it over.
Thank you. So,
yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, I love it. How do we register? All you have to do really is Google Lake Geneva Women's Weekend. It comes up very top. I tried it. I always try it before I say that. But and then everything is there. All the classes, all of the dinners, all the events.
And it's all scheduled. You just have to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, guys can come, but no.
Yeah, we're not going to like.
We're not going to kick you out, but.
No. Well, I'm sure some you might
but,
want to.
But, well, yeah.
It does say Women's Weekend.
But so. You have to wear a women's hat to the dirty party.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's Women's Weekend, and trust me, next week you'll be hearing about the Men's Weekend that's going on that weekend, too. So you can just tune in here, and we'll give the guys something to do.
That's whiskey, blue jeans, and no hats.
Right.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's basically true. There's no events. Just the one.
Sounds good.
Just the one thing, because that's...
I'm on board with that one.
Never mind. So fashion shows, pizza making, bracelets, jewelry, yoga, candles, champagne, wine,
bottle shop
food,
hydration.
Everything you can possibly think of. Zip lining. Again, please do not be afraid of zip lining. It's
you shouldn't.
So safe,
it's not afraid of you.
And so fun. Just try it.
Blast.
Just try it.
It is a blast, I'm sure. I think, and that's why I love this as an opportunity for women to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Have you guys, have either one of you ever jumped out of a plane?
No.
No, you have.
I don't know if I could do
that. No, I was not airborne.
You never jumped out of an airplane?
I jumped out of a helicopter.
What is, with a parachute?
No, with a rope.
Okay, no, that's not the same.
That would be
you
scary
have not.
Too.
No, I was.
If you can jump out of an airplane, there is nothing that you cannot do on the ground. It's very peaceful. It's not scary. So take a baby step and go to do the zip lining, and then maybe next year they'll offer parachuting.
Maybe.
I
East Troy's not that far away.
Just
bring your accent.
You know, I just could never connect with them. Actually, I did try and get them.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
So next year.
All right, see?
Next year we have motorcycle riding and airplane.
There you go.
Yeah, well, we got some time after the show. We could probably get some other crazy stuff in there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know, another really good one is Grand Geneva is doing a golf clinic.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, and that is like... A really good deal. That's probably the best deal out of the whole weekend.
Awesome. They did that last year, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did. And that was a big turnout,
super
if I remember
popular.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
Not that
cool.
I went.
And they're kind of going above, you know, try to getting it better and more improved as well. So, you know, we've got these great partners that just help, you know, really help out a lot.
Yeah. Well, everybody is, again, here in this area, everybody works together to lift the ship because... We all sail off much better when we're all working together. So I couldn't think of any other way to put it.
That was awesome.
It was absolutely genius.
Brought a tear to my eye.
It was genius.
We noticed that.
April 25th through the 27th, log on to or just Google Lake Geneva Women's Weekend. .com. Get your tickets. You can come and stay downtown or at one of the hotels. You can go back and forth from home, whatever you want to do. You can pick and choose which things you want or pack in as many for the whole weekend as you possibly can. Guaranteed good time and for an unbelievably good cause.
Yep.
Did I get it right?
Busy.
You got it perfect, Nancy.
Perfect.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much for having us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for coming. And
it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
We will have a link to the Women's Weekend website on our Life Matters page at lake961.com as well if you want to go and re-listen to the interview on Monday or...
Throughout the week.
Throughout, well, yeah, well, stays up there. Yeah, stays up there, and or get more information. You can also obviously Google the Geneva Lake Women's Association. It's there.
Or just go to the bottle shop and hang out for a while.
Or just go talk to
Beth. Right, everybody else.
Just go talk to Beth. Anyway. So thank you, ladies, and Kathy, thank you so much, and good luck. Have a great time yourselves. Great. That's one thing I want you guys to make sure you do, because sometimes the organizers are like, this is...
Yeah, no, we try to schedule that in.
There you go. All right. Coming up, we'll close out the show with Just Stop.
Yes.
Right here on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa, stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop. Just stop. Talking.
I'd have rather spent it for beer.
No, well, wouldn't we prefer always to spend our money on beer?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see that happening.
Yeah. So, well, you know, after the commercial's over, I know you
I know that, but I was engaged in a conversation, kind of a rant more than a conversation. You
he was complaining about airport food and coffee prices.
Outrageous.
Which I don't know why you're surprised.
Oh, I don't fly all that often. I mean, in an airport.
I know.
So, yeah. And we usually don't eat at the airport. We usually, Amy usually packs sandwiches and stuff, and we don't do that. But Amy wasn't with, and I was hungry. And I had a layover over in Denver. So I had already flown for a few hours and sat around for a few hours and was like, well, I got hungry.
Are you the get to the airport 2 hours in advance person?
I
am not.
Gene Huntley's driving, yes.
Oh, I see.
He put it in sport mode.
Oh, okay.
We're cooking right along. Well, we had to stop at the house to pick up some stuff. House of Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
And then we went to the airport. And I got there. Yeah, it was about 2 hours. I would rather be early and ready than late. I hate being late.
I can't sit there for 2 hours.
Uh-uh. Oh, I didn't sit for 2 hours. It's probably a little over an hour, hour and a half. By the time you... You know, get molested at TSA and turn your bags in and all that stuff. You know, you burn up a lot of time.
I can't.
Right, strip down and get dressed.
Of course, it's been 6 years since I've been on a plane.
Oh, you won't be talking so smart next time you go flying.
Probably not. So you went to, like, the little cooler, and you got your sandwich,
yep.
And then you ordered just a regular cup of coffee.
I asked for a crappy cup of coffee, and that's what I got.
And then they wanted you to tip them 40%.
Yeah. 30 or 40%. I'm not tipping you. You didn't do anything for me.
What if he made that sandwich?
He didn't.
It was pre-wrapped.
It was pre-wrapped, yeah. And it was not exciting.
But it's not his fault.
No, I didn't yell at him. I'm just not going to tip him for not doing anything. If I'm going to a restaurant and a waitress serves me, I will gladly tip that waitress or waiter, whichever.
So you were gone last week and there were a lot of things that happened. And I know that you could not have possibly heard this yet. I just can't go by and let a day go by, let a show go by without you hearing this
Bring
snippet.
It I'm ready.
So... I'm going to play this snippet. This is a senator or a congressman. I'm not sure which one. I think he's a senator. Walking into the Capitol building, and he was asked a question by a reporter that tends to ask him just like, I don't want to say he stalks him, but and he's like a kid. Like he's
asking dumb questions.
Yeah, and he asks dumb questions all the time, right?
Okay, I think I've seen
this
show.
This is him, and most of the people listening to the show have already heard this, if not.
Okay, yeah, no, I was no media for 10 days.
Right. Anyway, here it is. Mike found it for me, and so here's the clip.
Okay.
Do you trust Trump's national security team to keep our war plans top secret?
Do you trust your mother every night to fix your hot pockets and make sure your Game Boy is turned on?
That was quick. Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh my
So did
God.
The reporter say, you know my mom?
And no, he stopped and he just stood there like I know. I can't stand it. It was so funny.
I wonder what he was expecting for an answer.
I don't know, but I guess this is not the first time this guy's given him answers like that. He just keeps asking dumb questions.
He's going to quit asking him questions pretty soon.
No, I don't think so. I think he likes the abuse.
Just a little bit slow, pal.
Turn on your Game Boy for you. Oh, my God.
Who eats Hot Pockets anymore?
This guy. He does look like a basement guy. I'm just going to say, yeah. He's got his big old glasses.
I have Cheetos when I'm using my Game Boy.
Anyway.
Or cheese balls. Either way, he's in the basement.
Oh, God.
Cheese balls and Mountain Dew.
Your Hot Pocket. Oh, I'm sorry. I just had
to. That's funny.
I had to. I just had to. I couldn't. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I know. I knew it would. Oh, in light of the fact that Jackson hasn't been here in a while because he's apparently far too busy for us because he has a better social life than we do.
Yeah.
He does.
I know.
But I have a joke for you. Why do chickens only make one sound?
I can't get past the Hot Pockets. Why? Why do they?
Because they can't think outside the box.
Very well delivered.
I've been waiting 2 weeks to tell you that, too.
Well, I guess we don't need Jackson's jokes anymore.
No. I hope Jackson hears it.
Yeah.
Like, well, I hope he's listening, which I know he's not because he's a teenager and he's not out of bed yet. Right. I think he'll be really proud of me, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Yeah. So on this, thank you. On this week's Just Stop, a couple things. The tariffs that everybody is panicking about need to stop panicking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because in order to solve the problem, and I'm going to use a word that you know how much I like to use, unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
We have an unsustainable trade deficit.
Right.
Period. Okay. So let me put this into perspective. And this was years and years ago. And actually, Nancy Pelosi pointed this out. Years ago, our trade deficit was so great with China that what we bought from them employed over 10 million people in China. But they only bought enough stuff from us to employ about 700,000 people. Yeah. And it's continued in that balance, in those percentages. And we are trying to reduce that deficit. So this is just a first step. Everybody needs to calm down. But the way we are going, it is not sustainable.
Right. It needs to be fixed.
Has to be.
And it's bringing business back
because
we've got
trillions of dollars.
Ford is bringing stuff back already. So I think it's good.
Of commitments in new manufacturing. And because, quite frankly, companies would rather work here. But when you regulate them straight out of the country, for starters, that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a problem.
And then you tack on all of the added taxes or this or that, or, you know, you can only sell your stuff for pennies on the dollar to another country. It's just, no, we're done.
Right.
We're done.
And start buying American goods. They're better.
Right.
And pretty soon the prices are going to be equal.
Right. Right.
Or better. Probably even better.
I think so.
Yeah.
Tennis legend Martina Navratilova. Do you remember her?
I remember her.
Yes. She is fuming, and deservedly so. There was a female fencer participating. You saw this one, didn't you?
Where she kneeled?
She kneeled.
Yep.
And she got black carded, which means she got kicked out.
Crap.
It is. The guy was competing in men's 1 year before that.
Yeah, and all he did was grow his hair out and became a girl.
Right.
In his mind.
Right. Now listen, if you don't understand yet how devastating this is to women's sports, she's right. Martina's right. This is the ultimate in disrespect.
Absolutely.
The ultimate in disrespect.
Could you imagine working your tail off to be the best or in the top tier of your sport and then have somebody from the opposite sex come in who is mediocre at best? Because if he was in the top tier, he would have stayed in men's.
Right.
But he's, you know, sucks. So he comes over to take advantage of a female.
And wins the championship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just, how devastating is that? You worked that hard to have it taken away from you that somebody shouldn't even be competing with you.
And you know this, and I know this, because we have children, and we have raised them, and they are now adults. you invest a lot of money in the things that they love to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So if you have a baseball player, if you have a basketball player, volleyball, even cheerleading and gymnastics and golf and all these things, and this is what their passion is, and they're really good at it, and they're great academically, and they're good sportsmen, and their intent is to go to college and to help pay for college, get scholarships, mm-hmm. and they've worked so hard. And then their senior year, some boy comes in and wants to compete with them, and they lose their scholarship because of that.
Right. It's not right.
It is not right.
No.
So, and that is happening over and over and over again. Yeah. And if you don't think it is, you are sadly mistaken.
No, and we need to band together and call an end. But there are so many people out there that have completely lost touch with reality.
Yeah.
And they think it's okay to have these guys beat up on their daughters.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Right.
You just stop being stupid.
The spokesperson said, in the case of Stephanie Turner, her disqualification was not related to any personal statement, but was merely the direct result of her decision to decline to fence an eligible opponent, which the FIE rules clearly prohibit. However, how was he a qualified opponent?
Right.
They've got to get their stuff straight. Like, this has got to get figured out, because you're costing families, you're costing education, you're costing, this is not fair. No. And again, I'm going to go back to, this is not sustainable.
It's not. And I absolutely admire her courage.
Yeah, good for her.
Doing that, absolutely. But it's sad that she is paying this price for it.
Right.
When she shouldn't have to pay anything. It never should have happened.
No.
She should have fenced against another female and hopefully would have won.
Right. Well, I can tell you that Martina Navratilova had a nice fuming.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, she was.
It could have been leftover anger from Billie Jean King. They used to go at it all the time.
And that's an
equal.
I abhorred
that.
Listen, that's an equal.
Oh, absolutely.
Competition,
well, I'm just saying,
right
there.
They
were both very emotional in their matches.
Yes, they were.
That's all I was saying on that.
But very fair.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them were unbelievably good.
Oh, expert.
Yeah. So
yeah, who's that guy? Bobby Riggs?
Bobby Riggs.
Yeah, and she put a whooping on him,
uh-huh,
too.
Uh-huh, she did. Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Yeah. It's one thing when you're an adult. If you want to get in the ring or get on a tennis court or, you know, get on some kind of field and go do battle with a guy outside of a competition that has consequences,
right?
That's something else. But these competitions have consequences.
Yes.
And these women have worked and worked and worked and worked and worked just to have this guy who's been in this particular women's competition for 1 year. No, sorry, dude.
I keep going back to the boxer.
Yeah.
That poor female boxer that got her clock cleaned by that
uh-huh.
guy. That there are so many different levels of wrong.
And, you know, I think the outcome of that was, I think that got changed. I think that he got kicked out.
Well, he
should have. I have to go back and look.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Yeah.
But that... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this whole thing, it's out of whack. Guys going into girls' bathrooms. Have you ever heard of a girl wanting to go into a guy's bathroom?
Only when I'm at the bar and the line for the girls
that's
is
not
really
what I'm talking
long
about.
And my husband is standing outside the door.
Yeah, guards at the door. Yeah, familiar with it.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Me too. I was really worried that I was going to get replaced. And then when you said that Mike was in and he was going to join, I'm like, oh, God.
It was just for just stop, because I know he likes to complain, too.
Yeah. That was whiny.
It's fine.
But I feel better now.
Yeah.
I miss you guys.
Aw. No, I don't. It's just like my husband at home, okay? I don't have the energy or the patience to train another one.
You're considering me trained? Standards
for
have dropped, Miss Douglas.
Anyway. Coming up next, more music. I don't know. More music right here on Lake 96.1.